So I'm here with Paul Winter. We're sitting in St Pancras Station, which is Paul describes as a civilised oasis in the midst of a borough with a lot of social problems. And Paul leaves London City Mission at the end of October after 21 and a half years of ministry, and he's been kind enough to agree to answer a few questions about his ministry. Paul, thank you for your time today, and could you just tell us at the beginning, how did you come to be working for London City Mission?
Yes, Stuart. In the mid-80s, I became interested in London. I came to London regularly, and in the course of that, met a lot of young homeless. And during that time, I felt a particular calling to come to London. When I moved, I was still with my secular job. But in the course of the following 5 years, apart from the young homeless, I also started to meet Irish travelling people. And as a result of that, started in 1988 to visit traveller sites. So when I joined the mission 4 years later, that became part of a ministry alongside some of the street population.
So those of us who've read about your work and prayed for you know exactly that you work among the street population in the area around King's Cross, Camden. Could you give us a bit of an insight into what that ministry looks like on a day-to-day basis? Give us just a picture of what your work is like.
Yeah, the foundation is starting with patrolling, going around parks, drop-ins, hostels, forming relationships, and in the course of that to build up a picture of the individuals we're dealing with, and in particular to think of their identity, of when their birthdays are and who their family might be, so that in the course of what we do we're getting to know the individual thoroughly and to know some of what their immediate needs are.
And why is that emphasis on connecting with their family background so important?
Well, about 16 years ago, I went to the funeral of a girl called Joy. I was on my own at the funeral. There were no other mourners. And I did pursue finding Joy's family and eventually found an ex-husband in Scotland who said they had a son in Aberdeen. It brought home the need for me to know more about a person's family because of the isolation that people could live and die in.
And could you tell us a bit more about how the work around Operation Joy and that type of work of exploring people's family background and finding out those family connections, often in very tragic circumstances. Tell us a bit more about that over the years.
Yeah, over the years it's been a case of sometimes the coroner may call me, say that they have an unidentified body. They might want me to look at them, see if I've known them. And sometimes it might be that there are circumstances where somebody is seriously ill, and it's as well to know who the family are and where they are. And so as time has developed, over the course of time, we've been able to be in a position to meet family, particularly if there's been funerals, to actually attend them, but also to hold memorial services here in London as a result of people that have died.
Now we can tell from the background noise, we're in a very busy train station, a few metres from where we're sitting. You can hop on a train and head to Paris. It's a beautiful, restored train station. But you've told me earlier, and as you've described this area, this is a bit of an oasis in the midst of a very challenging central London borough. Could you give us an idea of some of the sort of social problems that you've encountered over the past 20 years in this area?
Yes, we went back 20 years, then I think King's Cross would be a far worse place. When I first started on the streets of London, there would be large gangs of drug dealers on street corners. A great many sex workers were operating in the area, and the police would simply have a crackdown, and then it would go quiet for a while before the drug dealers turned up on another corner. Over the years, I think partly with teamwork with various agencies, we've seen a lot of the street-based activity reduce. Until today, it's just a very bare minimum. But there are still, in the borough of Camden, a great many hostels for the homeless, and those in particular that deal with people that are suffering from alcohol and drug misuse. And those are the issues that often we've been asked to deal with. But alongside those come mental health issues, which in more recent years we've perhaps been very much more aware of.
Great. It's a bit of an unfair question, but what stands out for you after 21 and a half years of ministry in this area?
I think what stands out is the teamwork and working with secular agencies, and in working with them to see some sense of progress in the lives of some of the people that we've dealt with. Over the course of years, they do mount up, relatively few and far between. The other side of the coin, of course, is the number of people that we've lost. And I remember a year when there were probably at least a dozen significant deaths of people that we knew well. And as soon as we'd held one more memorial service, we were starting to have to arrange another one. So on those occasions, it's been pretty dire, but it's partly balanced by those whose lives we've seen improve.
And the other side of the coin then, you know, I know you've witnessed a lot of tragedy in the time of your ministry, as you alluded to, a lot of deaths, but a lot of lives have been damaged by difficult family situations, alcohol, drug abuse, mental health. What's given you the most joy in your work?
I think clearly some of those that have wanted a real relationship with Jesus, there are those that have requested Bibles, those that have wanted Bible studies, but obviously we're dealing with people that are relatively chaotic, so it's been difficult to pin them down regularly. But we have seen at least a desire which has been brought back by what God has done. And I think some of the other joys are, first of all, to be accepted by marginalised people, but also to be trusted. And I visited a lady last week in her flat who's now in a fairly stable situation. And I said to her that I remembered that she was the first person to trust me with her house keys when she was in hospital to go and check her mail. And it's that kind of trust which brings a joy as well from marginalised people.
As you reflect on the many years of ministry, and even now looking ahead to the ministry opportunities in your future, what do you feel are the biggest challenges of this sort of ministry, which obviously London City Mission does a lot of work with marginalised people on the edges of society? What do you feel the biggest challenges are there? You've mentioned trust and complicated family relationships. What do you think the biggest challenges are?
I think to be available consistently can be a challenge, because after a certain amount of time it can be a very wearing ministry. So I think the challenge for the London City Mission is to ensure that its missionaries are from time to time rested and also are fed at the meal table of the local church, and that they would be able to attend a church and be supported by that church outside of the London City Mission, and by that to be able to serve more effectively.
Paul, we're really grateful for all you've done for London City Mission, and thank you for talking to us today. Is there, you know, for supporters who are listening, how can we pray for you as you move on to your next stage in life?
Well, I started talking about some of the travelling people I met. It's been a real joy in between the times in Camden to go out to other boroughs of London, particularly Hackney, and to visit Irish travelling people. They're immensely generous and also trusting, and they have encouraged me. There's one particular community that has given me a little card and written in it, "We hope you make travelling friends up north." Now, we don't know what's in store for us, but I would pray that first of all we'd get a rest as we move away, and then be directed by the Lord as to what he wants us to do. And certainly I would hope to be pursuing what God might be doing amongst the travelling people in Manchester.
Paul, thanks very much.